Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. Brethren, Christ died for all, that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view, even though we once regarded Christ from a human point of view, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We beseech you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 16 through 22. At that time, Jesus, passing along by the Sea of Galilee, saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boats mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants, and followed him. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. On this day, the 14th of August, we commemorate Micah the prophet. This prophet, whose name means "who is like God," was a Morasthite from the land of Judah. He prophesied more than 50 years in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. These kings reigned in the 8th century before Christ. From this it is clear that this Micaiah is not the one who was the son of Iambla, who censured Ahab and was murdered by Ahab's son Joram, as the Synaxaristes says. For this Joram reigned in the 9th century before Christ. Yet Micaiah was still prophesying, as mentioned above, in the days of Hezekiah, who was a contemporary of Hosea and Esaias, and of Hoshea, the last king of the 10 tribes of Israel, when that kingdom was destroyed by Salmanassar, king of the Assyrians. This Micaiah is 6th in rank among the minor prophets. His book of prophecy is divided into 7 chapters. He prophesied that the Christ would be born in Bethlehem. In the reign of St. Theodosius the Great, the holy relics of the prophets Micaiah and Abakum were found through a divine revelation to Zabenus, bishop of Eleutheropolis. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.